Figure 10.27 illustrates this concept, showing that some attributes are common to all employees, even if they are office-based or work in sales. These attributes are shown in the general class called employee. However, other details vary for office and sales employees. Thus, various attributes are held for them. The upward-facing arrow implies that these two subclasses inherit the attributes of the generalized class. This way, the general class defines the common attributes and methods shared by all subclasses, and specific attributes can be added to each subclass.